Philip in Arizona, you've got the money pit. What are you working on?
I'm looking to be building a house here in about a month. And I got a question.
Congratulations. That's exciting.
Thank you. On the house wraps.
Like, okay.
I know there's aluminum, and there is, my understanding, there's also copper out there.
Hmm. Are you talking about a house wrap, or are you talking about radiant barrier?
Yeah, it's more like a radiant barrier is what it is.
So it goes up into the attic space?
Yeah, it's my understanding that does it not go in the walls as well?
Well, house wrap goes around the walls. But let me give you a tip, and now is exactly the right time for you to hear this because you're in the rare circumstance where you can take advantage of it. And that is, if you want to do the single best thing you can for insulation in your house, I would highly recommend spray foam insulation, not fiberglass. Spray foam. Spray foam could be applied to the walls during the construction process. It goes on very thin and expands to fill the entire cavity. And it can also be applied to the, well, depending on the style of house, but if you have a traditional, like colonial, for example, you can go to the underside of the roof rafters, which is where you would not put the fiberglass, by the way. But it's a different type of assembly, so your attic will now be a conditioned space, which means it's going to be more comfortable year-round if you have to go up there for storage. And the fact that you have spray foam covering the entire exterior wall and the underside of the roof surface means that your home becomes very draft proof. You're not going to get warm drafts in Arizona. This is particularly important from pushing through those walls and pushing through that roof and driving up your cooling costs. So I think aside from, you know, worrying about barriers, if you use spray foam insulation, you are going to be very happy with the result. And now is the time to do it. I would look at Isonene is the brand that I have in my house. I'm very happy with it. I-C-Y-N-E-N-E, Isonene spray foam. You can go to isonene.com, okay? Check it out.
Will do.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. It's great when we hear from somebody that's in the middle of, or getting ready to build a house and asking some good questions about the best insulation technology out there, and we get a chance to tell them about spray foam before they jump into fiberglass. You know, if you've got an existing house, you pretty much have to stick with fiberglass unless you do a major reno like I did. But when you're building, it's absolutely the way to go.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.